I have a great show for you today. On today's show, Season 2, Episode 6, Ride a Bike. I discuss the fun and benefits of riding a bike, including bike commuting to work. For the question of today, I discuss the answer to the question about environmental conservation and what we can do about climate change as individual Taoists. Coming up on your favorite podcast show, Cup of Tao, starting right now. You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit. Hi, how are you today? I'm doing okay. I finally am getting over the upper respiratory infection and congestion. And this week I'm sort of relaxing. I'm on spring break this week. So I have a light show for you today. I know sometimes I do some more heavy subjects, more deep subjects. Today I have a more lighter subject. And then we're going to go back and get into some deep subjects, some metaphysical stuff, some stuff on reincarnation, things like that. I apologize, last week I had some editing issues. I didn't edit the show good enough, so there were some repeats. I'm sorry if you listened to last week's show and you heard those. I can't tell you how thankful I am for your positive and kind emails. Keep sending me your comments and thoughts. I love to hear from you. So now for today's subject, ride a bike. In many parts of the world, biking to and from places is the norm. In the town that I live, well, let me just say that it's not exactly bike-friendly yet. There are long stretches of road with fast traffic, and many drivers around here aren't patient and have little tolerance for bicycle riders. Yet I do see more and more people on their two wheels. In nearby Kansas City, the city is becoming more bike-friendly, but it still has a ways to go in comparison to many other major bike-friendly cities. It's so fun to ride a bike. Biking is environmentally friendly. There's no gasoline and no fumes. I mean, from the bike anyway, you might smell some from the nearby passing cars. And with biking, there's nothing from the bike that would harm the ozone layer. It's also a healthy activity, as opposed to sitting behind the wheel of a car. You're actually exercising while you're going somewhere. It can be very enjoyable. I've heard many bikers say that it's hard to be depressed when you're riding. It seems to put a natural smile on your face. You have the opportunity to enjoy the open air, to see things that you might have missed when flying by them in a car or another form of transportation. It's also inexpensive. You could maintain a bike as low as maybe $35 to $50 per year or less. Think of just how much money the average driver spends on gasoline per year, not to mention all the oil changes and car repairs. If everyone could and would bike to work, think of all the benefits. Things like improved health, fewer deadly automobile accidents, which is a major cause of death, a huge impact on slowing climate change, less depression, and a bunch of money saved. I know that not everyone can bike commute to work due to factors such as distance and weather. Biking can also be risky due to automobiles who are not careful around the bikers and other road hazards such as potholes. Yet when I'm able to ride, I love to get on my bike. Biking allows you to be both in the moment and yet be unaware of your pedaling. You can be in a state of woo-wee, as Lao Tzu put it, to where you perform action without effort, unless you have big hills on your bike journey. And where I live, the roads are not very flat. Biking helps you feel more like you're part of the outdoors and part of the natural beauty that surrounds you. I notice that my health symptoms seem amazingly improved when I'm on my bike. Additionally, problems in my life seem smaller If you don't have a bike, I would recommend obtaining one. If you do have a bike and it's collecting dust, dust it off. Maybe take it to a local bike shop and have it tuned up and cleaned up. If you can't afford a new bike, look for a used one. There are many out there that can be made to work with minimal cost. Also, learn to do maintenance and repairs yourself. There's many books on it and videos on YouTube. I have a few suggestions for accessories and some items you might need to do some biking. Get a water bottle cage. Also, get a water bottle. Get one of those chain locks. A chain will do, but a U-lock is really good. Make sure you have a comfortable bike seat, especially if you're going to bike for a long time or a long distance. Get a bright light in front and a taillight in back. This is an absolute necessity if you're biking at night. Obtain a good helmet. You might want to think about getting some gloves so that your hands don't get kind of chapped. Get a basket, a bag, or a carrier if you plan to do any sort of commuting where you might carry some items with you. An air pump that fits on your frame is also a good idea in case you happen to run over some glass. If you're going to do maintenance yourself, I would also get some oil or chain grease. And I think it's a good idea to get some sort of bell or horn to fit on your bike, to get a mirror so that you can see if cars are coming up behind you. And I like to carry a backpack. So those are some things I would recommend. Scientists tell us that evidence suggests that there's most likely will be irreversible harm to the ecosystem if we don't change our ways and take climate change and the human role in it more serious. If you don't do bicycling and you're able to, I'd encourage you to get out and bike. If you're not able to get out, many gyms have stationary bikes if you're not into treadmills or the elliptical machines at the gym. If you want natural endorphins leading to potentially more joy and tranquility, try it out and either buy a used bike, dust off your bike, or go get a new one and start pedaling. And I must add, physician approval is needed if you have a health condition or anything that could impact your being able to ride a bike. Time for the question of today. Today's question comes from Prakhi in Mumbai, India, who writes, "What can we personally do about climate change, and what measures can we take as Taoists to protect our environment?" Good question. If you're able to, please recycle. Reuse plastic bags if you have them. Opt for paper bags, if you can, at the grocery store, instead of the plastic bags if you're not able to reuse those. Avoid products with fluorocarbons if you can, to protect the ozone layer. If you're able to, buy fuel-efficient cars with low to no emissions, perhaps either an electric or hybrid, although there are some questions about the batteries in these cars when it comes time to recycle or get rid of them. If you're able to, carpool or use some form of public transportation. Better yet, as this episode mentions, bike to work if you're able to, or bike to locations such as stores or wherever you need to go. Pick up trash whenever and wherever you see it. Support and vote for politicians who have what they call green policies, or policies that are supportive of protecting the environment and doing what we can about the human contribution to climate change. If possible, attempt to work in an industry that doesn't support nor contribute to harm to the environment. Try to avoid working in factories that pollute if you can. Avoid working in nuclear weapons production plants, the oil industry, and other such industries where there's known harm to the environment. Spread the word. Post videos or images of polar caps melting, forest changes, flooding, and other conditions that are related to climate change. Engage in meditative focused prayer. If you don't like the word prayer, focus vibrations of positivity on eliminating the harm we have done to the ecosystem. So those are a few of the things off the top of my head that I can think of. Thanks for the question. It's a good question. I know not every place recycles, and sometimes it can be hard to do your part. But we have a voice, and we can talk about climate change and convince other people. And together, maybe a ripple can become a wave, and we can do something about this serious problem, which I consider a national or international emergency. Once again, thanks for the question, Prakki. It was a good question. And my answers will vary depending on where you live. In some places, people buy stuff fresh from the market and don't even use refrigerators. In some places, cars are seldom relied on. In other places in the world, cars are everywhere. Smog and pollution is rampant. Before I end the show, I have a few quick messages for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. Be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. Look for the book wherever you buy books, available in written and digital format. Hey, that's all for today's show. I'll see you next week. Have a good week. May peace and love be with you. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day. This podcast is a Coach CMC production.